Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi Fevan Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi Fevan Byron. 1019 The Fox.
He has his own regular segment here at our show. It's Hughesy Tuesday.
I love it, guys. Is there a sting?
I love it. We're not working on an opener.
We'll work on that.
We'll do one.
Hughesy Tuesday. I've never combined Hughesy with Tuesday, and I like that.
We love it.
Some great brains behind this show. They put in the long hours and they do the hard yards and they come up with some great stuff.
But no you doubt. Are, Hughesy, you are the big deal. You are very famous. So to have you on our show, but you are.
Look, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think my fame is underrated. I mean, you know, I know on the celeb last night they were talking about how famous they were.
Oh, my God.
It was Jackie and...
Yeah. Jackie's given the old, I can't go for dinner for 5 years, and then Kerry, try 45 years.
45 years.
It was interesting watching someone who's put their hand up for a reality television show like Real Housewives of Melbourne say that it's difficult dealing with fame.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree.
You get that a bit, wouldn't you, Hughesy?
I get that a lot, no doubt. People are very happy to say g'day to me, and I'm happy to talk to people. And I've famously said I don't wear sunglasses, so everyone has a chance to spot me. And I eyeball people, I really do. So I make sure that they know. And then if they don't understand, they don't recognise me, I just start speaking. You know, I pretend I get a call on my phone. You go, geez. I want people to recognise me, so I'm into it. Absolutely. You'd be into it, Fev, wouldn't you? I've seen Fev. Yeah. Fev is unbelievable, isn't he? Doesn't he love it?
Fev, you will walk down a road, and if no one looks, you'll walk back again. Come on, you'll want to get recognised.
No, if I'm not getting much attention, there's a couple of days where I'm feeling a bit flat, I'll just go down Bourke Street and go for a stroll.
Yeah.
We'll get around Southland for a little bit, a couple of chat laps.
You take 5 minutes to get down the corridor here at work.
Oh, he's up and back all morning.
I've done a few of those.
This is great. The corridors here are fantastic. Often they give you nothing here. They don't. They like, come on, look up. Yeah. Hughesy's walking past. The more you're jaded because you're in radio.
The more Fev and Hughesy people get, the better off they'll be.
All right, he's going to hang
out.
Hughesy Tuesday, he's going to stick around. It's 7:15 right now. Fifi, Fev and Byron. And don't forget, Hughesy, we have a problem tonight, 9 p.m. on 10.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Absolutely. Hughesy Tuesday is the best segment in radio at the moment. Just behind Tradie Karaoke.
Yeah, you enjoyed that this morning.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't know the TikTok song. You know the TikTok
Kesha.
Song? Yeah.
Kesha.
She says that she brushed her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just not good. What sort of message is that?
I know.
How could that help your teeth? I've never really heard the lyrics of that song before.
She was about 19 when she released that. I mean, that's very young.
She's having a good time.
Is your tooth coming back in soon, Fev? We're going to talk about that later. Is that a later thing?
No, I'm glad you asked. I had my daughter's 18th birthday on Saturday night, and the big fella had a few too many, and I can't remember where I put my tooth. But I'm getting a new one today.
That's the second time that's happened. He had a big night last year and doesn't remember where his tooth went.
Yeah, but at least it was a tooth that goes in and out.
It's just one of your daughter's friends punched it out.
No, good. No, as far as you know.
I lost his playing footy.
Yeah.
For your beloved Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they are my beloved. And your beloved Blues as well.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
You couldn't care less anymore, could you?
I'm like the furniture.
As soon as the money was gone, you don't care.
Pretty much. You like this job.
Now, guys, I just want to tell you, on planes, you know, talking about being well-known, sometimes you get extra attention on planes, you know, so I'm not averse to extra attention, but the other day it was a bit embarrassing. I was waiting to go to the toilet on the plane, and there's not much room there, and I'm having a chat to the flight attendant, and then an old lady walked out of the toilet, and I'm about to walk in, and then the flight attendant, this male flight attendant, said, don't go in there yet. I'm like,
oh, no.
Then he made a big show of going to get some air freshener, and then he just started spraying it in there, and then he got the door of the toilet on the plane and just started waving it back and forth.
Okay.
The poor old lady.
I'm looking,
she's
going,
a few bombs
seeing
on
this? Well, obviously, but I'm like, is she seeing this? It's like I was Kim Jong-un or something, you know? Kim Jong-un, you can't, it was like, it's just too much.
Fair enough. Jeez.
I mean, I would prepare to sort of...
I know, but was it... So it might not have had anything to do with what she'd done in there.
Well, it probably...
It was more... No, it was more Hughesy deserves the royal treatment.
VIP treatment.
I don't really get that when I'm a 1A because I don't really see many people behind me.
Sure, when you're at 1A. Yeah.
It's his business class seat.
I was in 3F, mate.
That's still two behind me, mate.
Hughesy. And, mate, just quickly tonight, obviously, Hughesy, we have a problem at 9 p.m. Another
Who's
big
on?
Show.
Massive show. Kate Langbrook is on tonight, actually. Kate. It is. She's
don't
in.
You get enough? Don't you get enough?
Well, you would have thought so, but I tell you, she's so comfortable on that show that she's just tearing me to shreds as she does in the morning. So any respect anyone had of me as a host is gone. Sam Simmons, Anne Edmonds, and Merrick Watts. It's a bloody...
Oh, what
it's
a great lineup.
It's a cracker tonight. Guys, there's no Australians going for gold in the Winter Olympics.
No.
Not even the producer's brother.
Yeah,
they're not going
Scotty,
for gold.
No
one's going for gold. Forget about the Winter Olympics. Yeah, check it out
stuff.
At 9 p.m.
Good stuff.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, what about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Fief? We've got more folks going in.
Yes, last night, Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, and Geordie Shore's Vicky Patterson. A lot of people might not be knowing who Vicky is, but if you're a fan of Geordie Shore, that's where she became famous in the UK.
I know you're doing a brave about who we're about to come up, but we just spoke about iPrimus, and I literally got an email, which I've never... From iPrimus Unlimited MBM with complimentary 1 month. What's
extraordinary?
That's really freaky.
Yeah, but I didn't get
that. As soon as you said iPrimus, it's popped up on my Outlook, which is my Hotmail, which no one has anymore because I don't use it. That's really freaky. Anyway, carry on.
Good chat.
That is. So where was I? That's right. Vicky Patterson has gone in and Paul Burrell. Now, Paul Burrell, Diana's former butler, and we all know that he may or may not be on the outs with the royal family because he's... Done a few
he wouldn't be on the ends.
He's certainly not on the ends. No. He's certainly not on
he's
the
not
ends.
Going to the wedding.
but we, before, minutes before he went into the jungle yesterday, we got to have a quick chat with him and we did set him a mission. We gave him some guidelines that we wanted him to follow while he was in the jungle. Welcome, Paul.
Hello, it's good to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. Now, we've got to ask you, do you know what you're going into? Have you researched some of these celebrities? You know one of them is a world-class heavyweight boxer.
I know, the complete opposite to me. But you know, I've been watching the characters in the jungle. You know that I did the British version in 2004. Do you know, watching this version, watching your version, the Australian version, it seems to be more family friendly. It's in a more exotic environment. What I took from the first jungle experience was my boys said to me, Dad, just be yourself. And people will see you for who you are, and they will love you like we love you.
Oh.
That was the best advice I could possibly have.
Paul, you were runner-up, so you came so close to winning the crown. You're going in as a real threat to a lot of our Aussie celebs. And I'm sitting next to Fev, who my co-host. He won!
Yes, I did.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, two years ago.
Fev, yes. You won. My gosh.
Yes, I won. I was there 2 years ago. Now, mate, it's very hot over there. There's a lot of snakes. They get
right.
in, big black mambas get into camp. There's a lot of...
I don't like snakes.
Yeah, well, I don't like snakes either, but you're going to have to deal with that if you want to progress.
Actually, while you're doing things in there, Paul, another thing you could do is when you meet Danny Green...
Oh, no. Here we go.
You could just say, Fev said to say hi.
And that he's coming for you.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could say that, that'd be great.
Right, Fred says hi. Wait, do you have some rivalry going on here?
There's a bit of beef.
No, there's not.
Ask him about it in the jungle.
Paul, they're being silly.
Fev, tell this Pom what I should know and what I should really do. What advice would you give this Pom coming into an Aussie jungle?
Mate, I heard your first part of the interview. You explained it perfectly. You've got to go in, be yourself. Make sure you do all the challenges, drink all the crap, eat all the shit, and have fun.
Well, I tell you, I'm not a quitter. There are bigger snakes outside of the jungle than there are in it.
Good on him. Princess Diana's butler there, Paul Burrell, who will go into the jungle, and you'll see that tonight on Channel 10. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, at 7 p.m, followed by Hughesy, We Have a Problem, 9 p.m.
Oh.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Barnaby Joyce, Deputy Prime Minister, is going to be issuing a statement.
Ooh, what could it be?
Before 9 this morning?
So during the show, some stage, that I...
I'm tipping he's not just saying what the sex of the baby is.
Well, I doubt that, but is he stepping down for
Well, you don't have you don't release statements and have press conferences. I've been in this situation before.
But could he not just be addressing the latest bum pinching allegations?
You're not
I'm standing down. Yeah. When I got sacked from Carlton, I had to do a press conference. I just re-signed.
Do you know what? I remember stopping down a radio show I was on to say Brendan Favola is going to make a statement. I don't know that I did that.
Anyway, yeah, according to Fev, Fev's gut feel is Barnaby Joyce is stepping down.
Gone.
We'll be across it.
109 The Fox. Malcolm's away. He's going to be the acting PM.
Well, who is now if Barnaby steps over?
Hey, I'm free.
The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 109 The Fox.
Social media. We all know. Oh, please, Fev. He's taking a selfie of me while we're talking.
How ironic.
I know it is ironic because I was just about to say, we all know at some on some level, social media and our phones are becoming a little bit unhealthy in our lives. Because I even yesterday, Trixie was asking me a question and I was doing something on my phone and she asked it again and I actually hated myself a little bit inside. I went, what sort of mum are you? You're actually looking at something on Instagram.
Everyone's doing it.
I know,
wait till you get to my situation when all your kids have phones and you're on the couch and you just text each other.
Yeah, but I don't want that. Oh, no. Do you know what, Feb?
What do you want for dinner?
I really don't want it. And I'm making a pact with myself right now and my daughter. That phone is going away. When I am home and when I am with her, there is no phone around. I'm not letting that happen again.
Good on you. It'd be hard, but good on you.
No, it is really hard. But this is, you get one life to have your connections with your loved ones. And we're all on our phones. We've missed the moments to, you know, stop and smell the roses. And, Joe, I'm having a really earnest moment, guys.
You are, and I don't know whether to come in with a ha-ha or come in with serious. But I remember being at
Certainly don't come in serious.
Don't do accents like that.
Well, I was trying to be a bit French because I'm a quarter French.
Sure.
Can do what I want. Sure. Brian, with no tooth. I remember being at Coldplay and everyone has their phones out, and this was late last year. And he told everyone to put their phones away when he sung one of his hits because he wanted everyone to be in the moment.
Yes.
And I was like, that's right. People back in the 60s and 70s go to concerts and they have a really good time.
Just enjoy it.
Like Leon does at Yaya's every weekend.
Yeah. Mm.
But all the concerts these days, like I've been to 1D, Miley Cyrus, all that stuff with all the kids.
Just filming it.
Bang. Everyone's just got their phones out and they're like, watching it in their phone.
I hate to break it to everyone there, but you're not getting exclusive video. There's 40,000 versions of what you're filming that are also going to go out.
That you're never going to watch anyway. But apparently, on to selfies though. Apparently, it has now been confirmed that taking too many selfies is an actual real psychological disorder. Two researchers, and they've got doctors in front of their name, so they're, you know, legit.
Seem pretty legit.
Dr. Mark Griffiths, he carried out a study on university students, and the results showed that there is now a disorder called selfitis sufferer, which is someone who suffers from taking two selfies. Now, what it is doing is it's exhibiting obsessive behaviour. So we all know that within a lot of us there's an obsessive gene or an addictive gene, so you can get into that quite easily, whether it's with, you know, unfortunately with substances or whatever it might be.
Gambling.
And, yeah, there are lots of things that you can become addicted to. Well, selfies is now one of them.
Alcohol.
Again, lots of substances. But this is, it's interesting,
Boys.
Isn't it?
Because okay, that's enough, Brendan.
So, see, I have thought that we're just going to become the most narcissistic community because we've got kids taking selfies of themselves, you know, as primary school kids.
Right.
So by the time they're adults, just all self-obsessed because we're constantly selfies.
Some of us may have selfitis.
Selfitis.
Right. The problem is that Instagram and Snapchat, they don't help because they put like little filters on where you can like open your mouth and it pretends to be a dog.
I
and your tongue
do.
Comes.
I did that the other
and
day.
And it's so much fun.
I uploaded to my Instagram this fun thing that Trixie and I were playing where we did that on Snapchat. But
and there's a filter that makes you look heaps hotter than what you actually are.
I
love that one.
I think that there would be people who have had moments of selfie shame. And selfie shame is when you've been taking a selfie and you've actually, it's like a light bulb's gone off and you've thought, no, this is ridiculous. Yep. I've gone too far. And I mentioned to you last year when we were in Bali. And we were walking along and I saw the site where the Bali bombing was. I went, oh, that's where it happened. And I walked over and there was this eerie feeling there. and I've picked up my phone to take a selfie. And as I was taking it, I went, what am I doing? I'm at this site, this horrible, tragic site, and I've just taken this selfie of myself.
It's a condition.
That was selfie shame. Yep. And in that moment, I went, phone down, stop being a weirdo.
Absolutely.
131060, when...
Because it is pretty weird.
It is. Did I call myself a weirdo?
Yeah, you did.
131060, when have you suffered selfie shame? When have you thought to yourself, this is a funeral, what am I doing?
131060 is the number.
What? Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
It's official, it's been confirmed by actual university people.
Good research.
Taking too many selfies is a real psychological disorder.
Didn't have to be a doctor. I could have told you that, Boxy.
No, I didn't. Yeah, but it's confirmed. If you've got a PhD after your name, I'm more likely to believe you.
Well, I've got a BAF.
What's that?
BAF.
Go. Best on ground?
No. Brendan Allen.
Oh. That's just your name.
Brendan Favola, BAF. What?
Anyway, this is a thing, and I think we all know that. You can tell, I reckon everybody at some stage would have thought, just with their phone in general, I reckon I'm a bit too dependent or I'm slightly addicted to this. But now taking selfies can be an addiction, an obsessive behaviour that could really influence future generations. We could be a bunch of narcissists that just care about ourselves and no one else.
Oh, it's going that way.
Terrifying.
We're probably there now.
So we just said,
Fev's taking a selfie as we speak.
Have you suffered selfie shame? Brooke from Paran. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Fev. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Brooke, was there a moment where you were taking a selfie and you thought, I've gone too far, this is inappropriate maybe?
It was very much exactly what you were just talking about before. Mm-hmm. My partner and I were in Japan and we went to the bombing site in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And we were at the shrine and we'd learned a lot that day. It was a really, really beautiful place to be and a place to remember. Mm. And we got to a high point and we decided we'd take a selfie to sort of, remember and capture the moment. We took the photo, no smiling or anything like that because it felt a bit morbid to do so. But then over lunch, we were looking at the photos and we actually deleted the selfie because it just didn't feel right to have it.
Brooke, well played.
Well, I think that's all right, though.
Thank you.
Well, when people are... Well, that's a tourist attraction. People go there. They make money off it. They sell things. Why can't you take a photo there?
No, but there's... like what Brooke's done there, Fev. In her brain, she's just about why have I got my face in this? Like, maybe take a photo of the site as a, to remember it and to take in what happened there. But it's when you put your face in and go, I know it's a lot about those people that died. It's now a little bit about me too.
Yeah, it's icky.
I think exactly that. I think taking the photo with us in it, it was no longer about the people and what had happened there. It became about me and my partner and it made me feel really bad.
Brooke. That is exactly what we were after. Selfie shame. I mean, not mean to make you feel worse about it.
No. I feel okay about it now. But,
good. Well played.
We deleted the photo. We made that decision.
See, I've still got the photo of me at the Bali bombing site. I might delete it.
I've come to the conclusion I don't have any shame either because I thought, no, that's all right, isn't it?
No, I know. What you haven't done and what Brooke did was connect with what I've taken a photo of, which is a place of trauma and tragedy, and I've put my face there. That's a bit you haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, no, but if I go to if I went to like Pearl Harbor, I'd be taking a photo of the harbor. Hey, I'm here.
Ooh.
But you would though.
Yeah, you're right, you would, but maybe that's where we're disconnecting with actual what happened and why we need to put ourselves in that photo to prove.
And also, you wouldn't be smiling and giving it the thumbs up. You know, what would you even do? You know, that's the other thing to think about.
We're losing our sensitivity chip. Mm. Christina in Doncaster. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Yeah, good. Christina, have you suffered some selfie shame?
Definitely so. My story is a little bit different to yours and Brooke's. I'm pretty notorious and notoriously known amongst my friends to be the selfie shamer. So I will spend maybe up to 20 to 30 minutes trying to perfect my selfie. So normally in a mirror or it could just be a classic selfie. Whereas once we were, my friend was picking up, my friend Bella, and we're going to a 21st and I made her wait outside for about half an hour until I perfected my selfie.
Wow.
See, that's an issue.
Christina, talk us through, that is this sort of addictive behaviour we're talking about, the obsessiveness. Talk through, what are the tweaks you make? Because I think we've all done that where you take one and you go, I don't like it, and you keep going. But what are you looking for?
I was so close. Sometimes it could just be the lighting. You'd move the room from a room. I'm pretty bad with that. But I was so close and I was adamant to get it. So I told her that I was having trouble with my eyeliner, but really it was just my size.
I reckon Christina's one of those girls, if you're on Tinder and you swipe right and then you meet her and you go, oh, it's different.
No, she wouldn't. I mean, she's just, it's more about the lighting.
I'm not.
Christina, no, though, but what is... filters. And you know what? It's actually really brave of you to admit to that, Christina, because it, because what it is, though, which I'm guessing you realise, when you actually step back and you think, I've just spent half an hour trying to get a great photo of myself, is that really the meaning of life? Right. Am I missing something? So that's
probably
great.
Not.
You've had an epiphany, I think.
Yeah.
Because what you should do, Christina, before, jump in the car, head out with your friends, just have a cracking night.
Yeah. Maybe this call will help in some way, Christina. You sort of acknowledge the problem.
It's not a continuous problem. I've had it before where I would just like, okay, it's not happening today. Let's just go.
But Christina, go. Come on, admit to it. We have a problem.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
The Winter Olympics, Scotty James, the flag bearer, the great hope for gold. He's performing today. He is snowboarding in that half pipe and attempting to qualify for gold. Now, we are very privileged to know Scotty because our assistant to the producer, Tim James, is his brother. So he's a producer here on our show, and we've sent him over to Korea mainly because of his closeness to his brother, Scotty.
Well, the access is unprecedented.
Well, yesterday we heard from him and he was yet to get hold of his brother. In fact, he'd sent him some text messages, but Scotty hadn't got back to him. So Tim has filed a report all the way from Pyeongchang. And he...
Well done.
I had that quick stumble as I was approaching it, thinking I couldn't do it. But anyway, here is Tim James, our producer, and Scotty James' brother with his report from Korea.
여보세요, Fifi, Fev and Byron. I am coming to you live from Seoul train station. Public transport system, not super easy. Excuse me. Oh, hi there. Is this train going to Pyeongchang?
잘 모르겠어요.
Pyeongchang.
다시 한번 말해주세요.
No,
no. 이거
okay,
한국어로
no.
뭐라고 해요?
Okay. Maddie Graham has taken home our first medal for the Games, a silver for Maddie in the men's moguls overnight. A big congratulations to him. Plenty more to come, hopefully. My Aussie to look out for today is obviously Scotty James, who is in his qualifying event. He's got to get through this one to get into the final tomorrow. So fingers crossed that happens. And I think this is going to be the day that we get a chat, guys. I'm hopeful. I'll linger around the finish area and hopefully Scotty sees me and I'll quickly grab him for a quick five and we'll have a chat. What is that? What's that? Okay, I think that means my train's leaving, actually. I better run. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you soon. I've got to... Yep, that's my train. That's my train leaving now. Okay, bye. Love you. Excuse me. Hold that.
Okay. I mean, he's in Seoul. He's not even in Pyeongchang.
He's not got his brother for us. It's stunning.
We could have Googled all the stuff he said. We could have Googled.
It's almost as if his brother, Scotty James, is avoiding him. And if it doesn't make it worse, there's poor Tim over there just trying to get access to his brother. I mean, we could have sent Richard Wilkins. He might have got closer to Scotty James.
I think the only time we're going to get to see Tim is today when they go to the crowd.
He'll be down
with all his green and gold on, cheering on his brother. Just get us an interview, mate.
Do you know what? I even doubt he'll be there. I doubt he got a seat. He'll be in the underground over in Seoul trying to find his way out. But something did happen overnight, Fev, and this is embarrassing for Tim. Remembering, we've sent him over to Korea to interview his brother. And then overnight, Scotty James himself has rung us and left this message.
Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron, it's Scotty here. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support in the lead up to the Games. I'm heading into my qualifying round today, so feeling pretty excited for everything to start. Just wanted to leave a quick message and see if you could ask Tim to stop annoying me about getting an exclusive interview. I have over 100 messages and missed calls, and I'm just trying to focus. I know you're busy and you've got other things to do, but that would be much appreciated. Anyway, hope you guys are well. Let's grab brekkie or something when I get home. See ya.
What a champion. Now, if he does not qualify today, look out, Tim. He's annoying him.
Well, I didn't realise he'd gone that far.
Wow. I can't believe he called us back and not Tim.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Dad joke has backfired in New Orleans. A guy is getting on a plane doing the security check with his dad And the lady opens his bag, his on, you know, carry-on bag, and his dad has put a giant, just realising we've got little ears in the car, an apparatus that one might use in the bedroom.
Fifi.
What am I? Can help me?
No, that's good so far.
One of those things, like a big zucchini.
Brendan.
I wouldn't see. I was looking after little ears, and look what you just did. You know what I'm trying to say? Anyway, just a, there you go, like a zucchini-shaped thing.
You just said a big zucchini.
Oh, well, you know, well, zucchini.
Kind of like a plastic zucchini.
There we go, plastic zucchini's bag. And it did remind me a few years ago.
If that helped.
Oh, nothing's helping right now. A few years ago, I had a friend do this to me. And more embarrassing, though, because...
Do what?
So, I was out with some mates and I was... I hadn't actually... Well, I'll just say the mates. So, I was out with Hamish and Andy, but this is years ago.
Sure.
No, but this is before I think even the boys were on the radio doing Drive. And they introduced me to a friend of theirs called Whipper. Now, people might know Michael Whipfley. Mm. And he... I'd never met him before, and he said, I'll give you a lift home at the end of the night. So I was like, oh, that's great, because we lived near each other. I was living with my dad at the time. Like, we're talking uni students.
Yep.
And I got out of the car, and I had I'd put a bag in his boot because I'd flown down from Sydney. And I walked inside. Thanks, Whipper. It's great. Thanks for the ride. Got inside. Had a chat with Dad in the kitchen. I dropped my bag in my bedroom. And I'd had some forms I had to sign for Dad, something to do with banking, I don't know. And Dad asked me for them. I said, they're in my bag. And my dad's gone to my bag and opened it. And he came back into the kitchen a few minutes later. We're just a bit grey, a bit off colour. Wasn't necessarily chatty like he was sure. a few minutes ago. And I thought nothing of it until I went to my bedroom when I was going to bed. And I opened my bag to get my pyjamas out. And there was a giant black zucchini in my bag. All courtesy of Whipper. And my dad saw that. And no matter how much you say to your dad, it was a joke. It was a funny. I just
fun
met
one.
This guy and he thought it would be funny. Do you know what I mean? It's not believable when you claim.
I've just peeled all that back. You were out with two guys, Hamish and Andy. You had a dildo and you whipped her.
I know.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I didn't.
That's what you said.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Sorry, the mouse just didn't quite click the way I'd hoped.
Not the way we planned. But anyway, this is the time in the show where we ask a question and we don't expect anyone to call. They're those questions where you think to yourself, nobody's actually done that, said that, been there, that had that happened to them.
And what do you got for us today, Boxy?
Okay, well, this is interesting because yesterday it was floated in our meeting. Leon said, why don't we ask if anyone's been switched at birth? And I immediately laughed in his face and went, well, that's the most ridiculous question to ask. No one will call.
Yeah, no one.
At which point, Brad, our amazing online guy who you would all know from our Insta stories,
yes.
he said to me, he said out loud, that would happen all the time.
No, it wouldn't, Brad.
It was one of the most outrageous claims I've heard in a long time.
He's good at amazing and outrageous claims,
I
isn't he?
That would happen all the time. Like, I think it would never happen. And then Leon backed up Brad's outrageous claim by saying that there's a television series called Switched at Birth and they're up to season 5. I mean,
I remember
seeing a documentary years ago about two South African boys that were switched at birth. But that warranted a documentary because it was so rare.
And one went to a really rich family, one went to a really poor family. And they didn't want to go back together,
did
they?
It was a really sad
documentary. They wanted to stay in the same family.
I think they both wanted to be with a rich
one. Rich one, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that was sad. But look, we're giving this a shot. 131060, were you switched at birth?
So this is the idea of in the hospital, in the nursery, the name tags get messed up and someone goes to the wrong home.
I imagine that it's the name tagging issue. I mean, it would never happen these days.
Surely not.
If Jace rings up, I could understand.
Your brother?
Yeah.
You think you were switched or he was switched?
No, he was, mate. Look at these jeans.
Okay. 131060, we, as is the case with this segment, we'd be very, very surprised if we even got one caller, but were you switched at birth?
We only need one caller to confirm this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
one question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
I reckon this question is more absurd than any of the others you just heard in that opening.
It was a question I didn't even think we should ask because it was so ridiculous. The question is, were you switched at birth? Now, I mean, firstly, Melbourne hospitals are second to none.
Oh,
they are so good.
Aww.
I would not imagine it would happen in Melbourne hospitals.
No.
So I have said I don't think we'll get one. Byron?
Well, it's surprising, what? But on 13 10 60,
we got one!
We got one! Ashley in Springvale. Ashley, were you switched at birth?
No, I wasn't.
Then see you later.
See ya.
No. What did you? What happened, Ash?
My brother was brought home from the hospital and had a different name, someone else's name tag on him. But we're pretty sure he's my brother.
Well, that is. I mean, that's concerning for a parent. Your parents must have been really concerned by that.
I'm pretty sure they knew because. I mean, once you have a baby, you kind of know.
Does he
by
look
looking
like
at
your mum?
Does he look
or dad?
Like anyone?
He looks like my mum, yeah.
Okay,
does
so
he look
that's
like you, Ashley?
We look completely different, but I look more like my dad.
Oh dear, I was just thinking you might have been switched at birth and you didn't even realize.
Okay, let's not freak out, okay. Ashley. It's not quite. I mean, it's very impressive.
It's you know what that is? That switched name tags at birth.
Close.
Which is a different. We got one, okay, which we can do at a future time.
Surprisingly.
So essentially, we still don't have one.
Well,
I wonder what his name was.
Okay. Well,
whether he liked that one
come
better
back to
than
all that detail off air.
Anyway,
here we go.
We got one.
We do have another one.
Second, we do have one. Alison in Paran. Hi, Alison.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, Alison. Alison, were you switched at birth?
No, my girlfriend had it happen to her baby.
Oh, what happened?
So she had her baby at quite an exclusive Melbourne hospital and she needed a bit of a sleep, so asked the midwives to take the baby into the nursery for a little while. And unfortunately, when she got the baby back and started breastfeeding it and then proceeded to change a nappy, noticed that the name on the ankle was different.
Oh, jeez.
Alison.
How does this happen?
So now, has she got her baby back?
She did. It was still in the nursery, but there was a bit of a confusion.
So she's breastfed another baby?
They picked up the wrong baby.
Is she definitely sure she's got the right baby now?
Yeah.
Okay,
it looks like her.
Again, an extraordinary call, but technically not what we're looking for.
The technicality of this segment is it has to be you. It can't be someone you know. But that was a great story, Alison.
Hang on a minute.
A scary story.
Guys, brace yourselves.
We got one!
No. Have we got one? Chris from Doncaster East, were you switched at birth?
Yes, I was.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Chris... talk us through it. What happened?
Okay, so when I was born in 1970, my mum was really, she had like a, what's a really sort of tough labour, so she had to get some rest. So they put me in the nursery, and when my mum finally woke up, they gave a baby to her. Mm-hmm. My mum looked at it and goes, no, this is not my baby. And they go, no, this is yours. She goes, no, this is not my baby. And then she looked at it, because when I was born, she looked at it, I had a birthmark just above my hairline and my neck. She goes, this baby doesn't have it. And they thought she was absolutely crazy. She goes, no, this is not my baby. She goes, yeah, it is. It's got his name tag on it. She goes, no, this is not my baby.
So it was certainly going around in circles. There was a lot of this is not, and then yes, it is, no, it's not, yes, it is, no, it's not.
And then what happened?
Well, it took a week before they did the whole search with all the babies.
Week.
There was a baby that was born about a few minutes after me that they accidentally switched us. And they found the baby with the birthmark that my mum allegedly kept saying that it is. And they go, oh, this must be it. And she goes, is this your baby? She goes, yes, it is.
Wow.
So it took about a week before I went back to my family.
Chris,
but no, it's a current going joke at home now.
I bet it's... But Chris, have you done a DNA test now? Like, Are you sure you're the right baby?
Yes, I am.
Do you look like your mum?
Could you stop asking all our callers whether they were actually...
Dad.
Okay.
You do look like them?
Yeah, I look like my dad. Oh, but I keep saying if they do something stupid, they go, I mustn't be part of this family.
There we go.
What about Chris's mum, though? A week with the wrong baby saying, yeah, it's just not mine. Can I please have my baby?
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what. I can't believe it.
It's Chris from Doncaster East. We found, we got one.
We got one. I am shocked. And we've actually, the phones, I'm looking there.
What?
There's a lot more callers. I can't believe how,
what's going
how
on?
Common this is.
People in hospital right now that have just had a baby listening to us. Really grabbing onto their kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
DNA test might need to be compulsory at birth.
Hold them tight. Mm.
We hope you love that Fifi, Fem and Byron catch up. You'll also love ultra fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au.